Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. It's Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. We're entrenched in our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.
All right, Russ, number two goes to you, as it normally does. We talked about Jack versus Tiger in a playing from a playing standpoint, who's the best. Now let's go shift it to what Nicklaus is doing now, and that's golf architecture. And I'll throw in two other guys because Tiger's just really at the very beginning part of his golf course design career. So I'm taking him out of the mix.
But he's already
right now
getting $25 million per commission.
Unbelievable.
Holy crap.
But Jack, now well over 300 golf courses designed. Yeah. His competition for the best modern golf architect, I believe, Pete Dye and Tom Fazio. Give me your best, Russ. Is Jack the best modern golf architect right now?
Well, that is a fabulous threesome. I mean, that's if it were Donald Ross and Alistair McKenzie and, throw in who, I mean,
Tillinghast.
Tillinghast, if you want to throw him as the third one. I mean, you could probably go with a number of different guys, but that's probably the, Robert Trent Jones Sr. That's probably the old school day Mount Rushmore of golf architects, and the modern day Mount Rushmore is that threesome: Jack Nicklaus, Pete Dye, and Tom Fazio. In fact, Pete Dye is he's the first modern golf course architect to be enshrined in the World Golf Hall of Fame. That will happen this November, and we were lucky enough to have Pete on the show a couple of weeks ago while we were in Ponte Vedra at the Players Championship. One of course, his finest designs is the stadium course at Sawgrass. But there's no doubt that's the top three. There's no doubt that Tom Fazio, Pete Dye, and Jack Nicklaus, however order you want to put them, are the top three of the modern-day golf course architect. With all apologies to guys like Kaur and Crenshaw and Trent Jones Jr. and Reese Jones, his brother, and all the other guys
Jim
that are coming
Fazio
on right now. Jim Fazio, Tom's brother, right. There's a number of great minds in the modern-day golf course architecture arena, but Here's where it is for me in with these three men. In my opinion, I think Tom Fazio is the greatest modern day golf course architect at designing a playable course for the everyman. Tom Fazio's courses, and there's two fabulous ones up north in Port St. Lucie at the PGA Golf Club, the Wanamaker and the Ryder. They are so player friendly when it comes to the average double-digit handicapper, that Tom Fazio has really mastered making a playable course that, guys like you, single-digit handicaps can play, but that are so player-friendly for average run-of-the-mill guys like myself, 14, 15 handicaps that are primarily the membership at most of these clubs. So I think Tom Fazio gets the nod when you're talking about playability for the everyman golfer. I think Pete Dye gets the nod when you're talking about world-class facilities, world-class venues that are legit enough to host majors. I mean, Crooked Stick in Indiana hosted a major. Kiowa Island, they had a Ryder Cup there. The stadium course at Sawgrass is notoriously one of the finest courses all year long for championship golf at the Players Championship. Pete Dye's courses are so exacting. They are a true test. Pete Dye is the best modern golf course architect, in my opinion, of designing a true test that is a world-class venue worthy of a major of championship golf. I think Jack's brilliance is he melds the two. I think Jack is the best modern-day golf course architect, and this might sound a little bit like a cop-out, but I think he melds the two. I think he designs courses that are so... I mean, Mirfield Village is a perfect example. I think the slope at Mirfield Village from the tips is over 150. The slope rating, which talks about the difficulty of the course, not necessarily based on length, but on, hazards, and, basically the slope rating on course takes into account things on the course that make it much more difficult for a bogey golfer versus a scratch golfer. And when slope ratings get up around the 140s, the 150s, it's extremely difficult. PGA National is a perfect example, the champ course. The slope rating from the tips at PGA National, which of course has hosted a Ryder Cup and now the Honda Classic, it's upwards of 150. However, the slope rating from the members tees from the whites or the blues is around 120 or 125. I mean, to have a difference, to have a chasm of 25 to 30 points is brilliant. So that championship course is also playable for a double-digit handicapper. A great way that he accomplishes that is forced carries from the tips. I mean, 18 is a perfect example. If you play 18, the par 5 at PGA National from the tips, it's well over 600 yards, and there's a forced carry of about 240 yards just to get to the fairway on that long par 5 that kind of snakes, goes left first and then comes back right. If you're playing from the whites or the blues, he brilliantly moves the tees up and to the left, so there's almost no forced carry. That's how you make a golf course playable from the tips, you know, to play to a world-class level with a slope rating of like 155, but also playable for an everyday man from the whites or the blues with a slope of like 120. So I think Jack is the greatest modern-day golf course architect of melding the two, what Pete Dye does best, and making a true test of golf that's extremely difficult and worthy of world-class golf and championships, and what Tom Fazio does, which is making golf a player-friendly experience for the everyday double handicapper.
I think you're right on a bunch of points, Russ, but I'm going to disagree with you. The two things I look for, and you mentioned one, playability, that I look for in a golf course are basically just two things, playability and memorability. And there, how many golf courses have you played, Russ, where you play the 18 and you're like, I can't remember except for 1, 9, and 10, and 18. Right. I can't remember the rest of the golf course. There's so many of those out there that just don't factor in memorability to the golf experience. I played one time down at the Biltmore course in Miami. I don't know if you've ever played that. And it's kind of like an old rundown. It gets probably 1,000 rounds a week. I mean, it just seems like there's a ton of people that play it. And as I'm playing it, it's all beat up. But I'm noticing something as I'm playing it. I'm like, you know what? I can see whoever designed this course, you know, the thought process here. Sure, it's a goat track now because it gets so much play and they kind of have let it go, although I don't know what it's like now. This is 10 years ago that I played it. But as I finished the round, I'm like, you know, I asked the pro, I'm like, who designed this course? I said, it's actually a nice golf course. There's a lot of memorable holes that the shots make you think. And the guy's like, Donald Ross designed it. I'm like, yeah. You can see my two favorite designers, bar none, are Donald Ross, old school, and Tom Fazio, new school. And they both have a thought process to how they design a course. Things aren't just slap shot up there. You know, they have a way to carve out a golf course that, in my opinion, is not only playable, but it's memorable. And those are the two keys. I'm not taking anything away from Jack Nicklaus. I think he does a really good job. And I do think he actually gets down there in the dirt and actually designs these courses. It's not his name on it, and somebody else actually designs it. I think Jack actually gets down there and does the design work. Pete Dye, I think, goes more for the spectacular over the playability part of it.
Right.
And sometimes that's good, but sometimes it's bad.
Well, Pete Dye courses are a great example. Pete Dye courses are so difficult for a guy like me, a 15 handicapper. You know, Pete Dye designs the course for world championship type talent, PGA Tour talent, and I think Pete might forget sometimes about guys like me.
And I think that's an excellent point. So real quick, while there is still, I think, a very good argument about who's the best player of all time in terms of Jack or Tiger, in my book, best golf architect, especially right now, it's not even close. I think it's Tom Fazio. He embodies a lot of those same principles that Donald Ross had, where it's everyman golf, but it's interesting, it's playable, it's memorable. He does not design crappy. You don't ever see a Tom Fazio where you're just like, man, somebody just must have paid him a ton of money because he's got nothing to work here. And this
he
is
mailed
really
it in.
Exactly. There is never a sense that I played on a Fazio course where I'm like, this guy just completely mailed it in here. Hey, we can differ on that one too.
But I
really like Fazio is just head and shoulders for
Pat. It's the same theme we had with our first topic inside the ropes. It's an argument that can go on forever, and there's no real right answer. It's all a matter of opinion. That's what makes what we do so great. Russ Evans, Pat Roney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. That was the latest edition of our award-winning PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as you do each and every week, taking a look at a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. And of course, this week during the Memorial Tournament in Dublin, Ohio, Jack Nicklaus is the hottest of hot topics in the world of golf. What do Nicklaus, Palmer, Hagen, and Sarazen have in common? Find out when you play championship golf at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And right now we're going to bring on a PGA Tour rookie, Mark Ternesa, a Palm Beach Gardens resident, a New York native.